Page 351. Earth's mood now changed. She lay in the lulled repose. The hours went by with slow, contented tread. A wide and tranquil air remembered peace. Earth was a comrade of a happy sun. A calmness neared as of the approach of God. A light of musing tranced lit soil and sky, and an identity and ecstasy filled the meditation's solitary heart. A dream loitered in the dumb mind of space. Time opened its chambers of felicity. An exaltation entered and a hope. An inmost self looked up to a heavenlier height. An inmost thought kindled a hidden flame. And the inner sight adored an unseen sun. Three thoughtful seasons passed with shining tread, and scanning one by one the pregnant hours, watched for a flame that lurked in luminous depths, the vigil of some mighty birth to come. Autumn led in the glory of her moons, and dreamed in the splendor of her lotus pools, and winter and the due time laid their calm, cool hands on nature's bosom, still in a half-sleep, and deepened with hues of lax and mellow ease the tranquil beauty of the waning year. Then spring, an ardent lover, leaped through leaves and caught the earth bride in his eager clasp. His advent was a fire of iris hues. His arms were a circle of the arrival of joy. His voice was a call to the transcendent sphere, whose secret touch upon our mortal lives keeps ever new the thrill that made the world, remolds an ancient sweetness to new shapes, and guards intact, unchanged by death and time, the answer of our hearts to nature's charm, and keeps a forever new, yet still the same, the throb that ever wakes to the old delight, and beauty and rapture and the joy to live. His coming brought the magic and the spell. At his touch, life's tired heart grew glad and young. He made joy a willing prisoner in her breast. His grasp was a younger god's upon earth's limbs. Changed by the passion of his divine outbreak, he made her body beautiful with his kiss. Impatient for felicity, he came, high-floating with the coil's happy voice, his peacock turban trailing on the trees. His breath was a warm summons to delight. The dense, voluptuous azure was his gaze. A soft celestial urge surprised the blood, rich with the instinct of God's sensuous joys. Revealed in beauty, a cadence was abroad, insistent on the rapture thrill in life. Immortal moments touched the fleeting hours, a godlike packed intensity of sense. Made it a passionate pleasure even to breathe. All sights that voices woo a single charm. A life of the enchanted globe became a storm of sweetness and of light and song. A revel of color and of ecstasy. A hymn of rays, a litany of cries. A strain of choral, priestly music sang and swung on the swaying censer of the trees. A sacrifice of perfume filled the hours. Asokas burned in crimson spots of flame, pure like the breath of an unstained desire. White jasmines haunted the enamored air. Pale mango blossoms fed the liquid voice of the love-maddened coil, and the brown bee muttered in fragrance mid the honey buds. The sunlight was a great god's golden smile. All nature was at beauty's festival.